missing and dead scientists. There is an FBI probe. The president addressed it late last week, so people are starting to pay attention. Rich McHugh is an investigative correspondent for News Nation. And Rich, I was trying to share with the audience, because I've had this conversation with Nancy Liu, with Congressman Krishnamoorthy, about the connection and what these people did for a living. Can you better clarify that?
Well, I can say that they worked broadly, you know, in similar fields, aerospace and defense fields. And they worked, like, some of them worked adjacent to each other or overlapping. Some worked directly with each other, but most, from my understanding, did not work directly with each other. All of them had security clearances, high security clearances. What they specifically did, that would take a while to get into exactly the delineations between what all of these people did, but very, very technical stuff,
right,
for lack of a better way to put it.
And I feel like what really got people's attention is the disappearance of retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin, because he too went out for a hike. His wife said he left his phone and his keys behind, but there are reports he took his revolver, and he's not been found either, has he?
That's correct. So he has not been found. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think he kind of kicked off this whole thing. Like, he disappeared in February, and I think that was what caught everyone's attention. Like, wait a minute, a general is missing, and we can't find him. And that set out, like, a bunch of alerts out. And then people started putting, you know, pieces together, and you realize, like, wait, there's a number of these folks, these scientists who are still missing. The one that comes to mind immediately is Monica Reza. That's the one, I believe you spoke to Nancy Liu about.
Yes.
She was out in Los Angeles, and she was hiking on a trail with two other people in the mountains and disappeared. And, you know, she was said to be hiking with friends from her yoga group. She was an experienced hiker, wicked smart person in her career. She and General McCaslin had worked together at one point. And so you can see how people would start, you know, having these theories about what may or may not be going on, especially when there's all these others. There's, you know, a number of others that have left or disappeared without a trace. Anthony Chavez, he left his home without his wallet and keys and his phone. A woman named Melissa, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but Cassius, she disappeared walking along a highway. No phone, wallet, or keys. Steven Garcia left his house on foot. He was also carrying a handgun. But the common thread through all these, aside from the fact that they have these similar work backgrounds, for lack of a better way to put it, is that the authorities have found no connection between their disappearances. Like, there's no common perpetrator, right? There's no bodies have been found. There are no ransom demands. So all you're left with is these questions of, like, was there foul play? And I have a sense that in you know, when there's a lack of data, empirical answers, let's put it that way, that allows these conspiracy theories to flood in. And I don't want to say these are 100% conspiracy theories, but, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of smart people looking into this, and now the FBI is looking into the connections of all these people beyond their kind of, like, shared work experience. And until that there is a, you know, some connectivity found or something found in at least two of these cases, I would say, you know, we should just be careful how we approach this, because it's just,
right,
everybody's going crazy thinking, oh, now there's, you know, I'm sure there'll be a 12th person, a 13th person. Like, there's probably a lot of people that are out there who've, how do I put this into context? One of the women who is a deceased scientist, his name is Amy Eskridge. Her father told us that he does not believe there was anything suspicious about her death. Now, that's her father, and who?
But he's also
well,
he also worked for NASA and in the aerospace industry, right?
Correct. And there's supporting there appears to be supporting evidence against that. Somebody came out today who said he was a friend, British paratrooper, paramilitary officer, said he was communicating with Amy in the weeks before she died, and said, and she said, if I, you know, if this appears as suicide, it's not, you know, do not trust that I would have harmed myself. And he shows the text messages. So there's all this these confusing parts of a puzzle like this, where on the one hand, it'd be like, oh, well, it's very plausible that these are all connected. On the other hand, you know, when you have a father saying, I don't believe that there's any foul play here, when General McCaslin's wife, you know, comes out and says, you know, I want to dispel all the misinformation out there in a Facebook post. On a 911 call, she said, I believe there's reason to believe that he may have planned not to be found. You know, it's worth including all of that stuff in the conversation, so everybody's not just running around thinking there's definitely this mass, this problem with scientists being taken out by foreign adversaries.
Because that's what one of the congressmen said yesterday, Rich. One of the congressmen kind of came out and said he believes it's foreign, you know, entities. And then, you know, you've got the president who said it's pretty serious stuff. And the internet has gone wild that it's all linked to UFOs because these people were connected to U.S. nuclear programs or rocket technology. So the story's taken on a life of its own. And now there's an oversight committee in Congress looking into it. So I think you've got you're going to have to be dispelling a lot of this for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about all of that, right? So they have said that. They have sounded the alarm. And it's fair to sound the alarm. But it's also in the same conversation we need to be balanced and say, like, what is the evidence that we can track down that supports that some foreign adversary is taking out our top scientists? I mean, the motive is obviously there, right? Like that that's historically been the case, that they've wanted to take out our scientists or, you know, extract their intelligence from them. So that makes perfect sense. But is it happening in these cases? It's hard to say. I mean, there was a scientist that was murdered at MIT, and it turned out it was an acquaintance of his, and it was tied to the Brown University mass shooting. So, like, right. Some of these cases that we're lumping in with the 11 are solved. You know, there was a Carl Grill, I'm going to botch his last name, Carl Grillmeyer in California. He was shot on his porch. And in February of this year, I believe there was a local guy was arrested for his carjacking and his murder. And so, yeah. You know,
I gotcha.
Hopefully the FBI can take a bigger swing at this and say, look, there might be connectivity between these four or five missing cases, and we should really look hard at them. But if there's nothing there, you know, I would hope that they would say, you know, we've determined that these are all just coincidental.
Yep. All right. Thank you. We're up against news time. You know what that's about. And so follow Rich McHugh. He's the balanced person in this conversation.